I'm Nicole.
And I'm Monica.
And we're two fangirls who like to talk about media and knit. This is our podcast, While We Were Knitting. We were initially planning on watching Magic Mike Last Dance, but it went out of theaters before we could. So instead, we watched Magic Mike XXL, one of the true masterpieces of modern cinema. And I mean this like completely sincerely. Like, I genuinely think it's the best movies in the last decade. Not ironic. It's a story of a good-hearted group of male entertainers who have reunited and are road tripping from Florida to Myrtle Beach for a stripper convention. There's not a lot of, like, how do you say, plot, but there are a lot of shenanigans. It's an absolute blast, and there is, as you would expect, tons of dancing. So this month, I knit the Fantastic Fingerless Mittens by Stash Lounge.
And I started knitting the Reishi shawl by Raina Kay and then ended up switching to the Brioche shawl by Carissa Browning.
So, Monica, I know for a fact that you watched parts of this, the spectacle
Yes.
parts of this before, because
Yes.
you told me you hadn't watched it, but we were short on time. So I was like, all right, we're going to watch the dance moves. Having now put it all together, watching it from beginning to end, what were your thoughts?
I mean, obviously the dance moves bits were very enjoyable and they were just as enjoyable the second time around. But I feel like they benefited from the shenanigans. It was more enjoyable to have watched the movie all the way through rather than just the musical numbers, which is not true of every like musical dance show I've ever seen. Like the Save the Lance Dance series, I definitely will watch just the dance pieces and care not at all about anything
Fair,
else.
fair.
But this one did benefit from the actual plot. No, you can't really call them plot.
No.
Interaction bits in between.
Shenanigans.
Yes.
We should probably explain the main shenanigans. Like, honestly, if you haven't watched Magic Mike XXL, just pause us and go watch Magic Mike XXL and then come back. But, like, just go watch it. It's not something that you can, like, explain what happens and make it sound good. It's something you have to experience and then be like, wow, that was so fun.
It
But
is. It is fun. It's fun, and everyone seems to be having a good time, except Jada Pinkett Smith, but she never really seems to be having a great time.
she's doing her own
That's just sort of, yeah, exactly. She's doing her own thing, but everyone else always seems like they're just on the verge of maybe breaking out laughing.
Yes. So the plot, such as it is that Channing Tatum has gone off after and he's ended his days as a stripper and he's become a furniture or custom furniture maker. And he's like, keeping himself afloat, but he can't get health insurance for his worker and he feels really bad about that. And like, it is definitely something where he's having to work pretty hard. And his girlfriend has just broken up with him. So he's not having like the greatest time. So he gets a call from one of his old buddies, Tarzan. I haven't seen the first one. So, like, I only know the first one from what I've seen the second. But he's like Dallas, who I believe is Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's like, all
A
right, all right, all right.
lot more sense.
Has he's He claims he's died on the phone, but he hasn't actually died. He just like
Fucked
left. Yeah. He's fucked off
off.
and gone to Macau. And they're like, okay, we've decided to go to the stripper convention. And like, the nice thing about this movie is this movie's like, you don't actually have to care about any of the details of any of this. There's a stripper convention. That's where they're going. You can't like win the stripper convention. That's not how it works. But like, they're trying to have one last hurrah, one last ride. So it's like all these guys reuniting to go to the stripper convention and have this one last ride. And they all
Yes.
have their own like personalities and their own little things going on that they're trying to kind of work out how to best achieve their dreams and how to express themselves through their art, which is again stripping.
Stripping. Yes. No, male entertainers. They are male entertainers and not strippers.
It's so funny to think about this in context of Hustlers, which is like the opposite of this
Oh,
movie in every way
yes.
possible, despite
Yep.
being, both about the same topic, supposedly.
No, this is all very, very lighthearted. Everyone is thrilled to be stripping. This is how they express themselves. Though the one thing I will have to say, every time I watch one of these like Channing Tatum movies, I was like, God damn, this man can dance. He really, really
But he's a
can.
former
Holy
stripper.
cow.
He's a former stripper.
Oh, I don't think I knew
I definitely
that.
have said that to you because I definitely said that to you when we were watching the movie because I love to talk
Yes,
about it.
I think you are correct. I
Yeah.
think I keep wiping it out of my mind, but
No.
yeah, God, the man can dance. He really can.
He
Whereas
was
some of the
amazing.
others, you're like,
No.
that this was not your actual role in this
No.
movie.
Kevin Nash is like, listen, I wrestled for
No.
like multiple decades. My knees are garbage and I won't be dancing. And I'm like, good for you.
No. No, he will not be dancing. He will not be stripping.
No. Well, he
He
did take
takes
off
off
all
his
his
shirt.
clothes.
Yes, he took off his shirt. That was the extent
God
of
bless.
it.
No, Channing Tatum, the first movie is based, like, again, the one I haven't seen is based off of what he actually went through as a stripper.
I didn't know that. Oh, now I may have to watch it.
It's a very different movie. And I was like, it's not interested. The first movie isn't interested in like the fun and the shenanigans the way that the second movie is. And I'm like, I do want the fun and the shenanigans though. So.
There were enough like little random bits in it that I was like, is that supposed to be a reference to the first movie? Maybe, but since I haven't seen the first movie, I don't actually know. So one of the things that I was thinking maybe watching the first movie would enhance my enjoyment of the second.
Maybe you'll have the
Maybe. Yes.
that's one of those things people are always like, do you have to watch the first movie? I'm like, no, I own this on
No.
DVD. I've seen it at least 5 to 6 times. I've never
Yeah.
seen the movie.
No, yeah, you really don't need to see the first movie. But the whole like, meeting random person on the beach and keep like bumping into her later. And not gonna lie, she was unmemorable enough that I had no idea it was this. I was like, why are they showing all of these shots of this girl looking at him? Oh, it's supposed to be that girl. I didn't realize. And then she shows up later. I'm like, oh, it's that girl again who got pulled up on this. Oh, it's the same girl.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You're just kind of like, she's here.
Yeah,
She
right.
exists.
Yes, she exists. I know she was supposed to be like the romantic foil or something like that, but she was just
No.
not memorable enough to be anything of the sort, unfortunately.
They were like, we are going to kind of have a like little flirty vibe, but like not really do anything about it. And I'm like, there's really nothing that you can do that would top like having stimulated sex in front of a crowd of thousands of cheering women. Like, that's
Yes.
it. That's the top. No kiss
Yes,
is going to
yes.
do better than that.
Yes, in a sex swing. Come
Yeah,
on.
yeah, yeah, yeah. It, well, no, the sex thing was,
Well, yes, that the
yes.
sex swing was the dang, what is
The werewolf.
it?
The one who's the werewolf on True Blood. It's fine. I think his name is Joe
Oh.
Mangia, whatever. It's fine.
Oh, I didn't realize that
Yes.
either.
Yep.
Oh, that's why they made the vampire joke. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yes. Yes.
I see. See, I miss so much.
No, it's fine. But he's the one who marries a woman for the finale and then fucks her in a sex,
Sex
quote
swing.
unquote,
I
fucks her on the
know. I
sex swing.
love
But
it.
it's
I
like,
love it.
great. I love the duality of man. One of my
Yes.
favorite scenes in the entire movie is when they like get high on Molly and then throw all the old costumes out of the
Out
van. Because I
the
was like, I don't want to be a firefighter. I
window.
don't be a fire. And you're like, sure.
Whatever you say, dude. I think one of my favorite sort of running joke that's actually supposed to be a plot point was that his penis is so big that when
Yep.
women see it, they're like, nope.
Yep.
He's like, I haven't had sex in 5 months because they just keep running away. And then it's the whole thing about like finding a perfect woman who's the glass slipper to his giant penis.
Yes. Yes. Because like everyone has their own like little personal thing that's going
Yeah.
on the side where they're like trying to both express themselves but find something outside of that. And his is that he finds Andy McDowell as a banging hot fiance and they end up hooking up. And I like to imagine that afterwards he goes back to her and is just her kept like little house husband.
Very cute.
I like to imagine after all of this they all get what they want. Like everything turns out okay for these
Yeah.
weirdos.
Oh, they are very weird.
There are
Like the fact
artisanal
that
frozen
tar
yogurt.
I know there are artisanal fr what was the flavor? Marshmallow when roasted tangerine. I was like,
Yeah.
oh God. Or
Yep.
the
Yes,
other one
like
that had like kiwi with freeze-dried basil. I was like, oh.
I was like,
Okay
oh, I'd
then,
try
very
it.
well. Yes.
I don't know if it'd be good, but I'd be interested in trying it.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to imagine that those two got their little like
Their party froyo
yeah,
van.
party froyo band. back to back in, and it blew up, and they've got to express themselves through hosting a mobile block party.
I do think that the movie would have benefited from 10 or 15 minutes of epilogue.
Yes.
It definitely cut off. They were like, yes, it is finished with the story. There are fireworks done. I was like, what happened? What happened? I feel like there should be more. There needed to be a montage at the end.
Yes. I would have loved to see a montage where it's just like everybody's doing great. They're all living out
Yes.
their dreams and everybody's
Yes. I watched through the credits because I thought there was going to be one. I fully
great.
expected there would be, but there was not.
There was not. No, I would have liked that. That would have been nice. But in my heart, Matt Bomer and Donald Glover did do kissing.
He was not doing a great job of pretend. He like in White Collar, he does a phenomenal job of pretending to be straight. In this
Well,
one, not so much. Well,
phenomenal.
Fennell is a little strong, but better. I mean, in
Okay.
this one, he did a very poor job of pretending to be straight.
Yeah, and like that's not what I'm here to do. And I'm like, you know what? I respect that. You just want to get naked and you
Yes.
haven't eaten rice for multiple months, which to be fair, your female co-stars probably haven't eaten rice for multiple years. So like
What?
I feel a little sorry for you, but not super sorry for you. But
The whole scene where he's like counseling the woman who is unhappy with her husband was very cute. But yes, I was like, I'm not actually believing the chemistry that you have with any of these women you're dancing with, but you are very cute. So, okay.
When they're like a what would they call him? A Lily White Ken doll for all the good
Yes.
Christian girls. And he's like,
Yes.
present. And I'm like, you know
Yes.
what's going on here, Matt Boomer. Good for you.
Yes.
I don't think there's really a good way to have the spectacle of the end and then have a lot like that is definitely your pinnacle. Like you're like, what do you want to do after that? So I think like a very quick epilogue that just like, yeah, all these people living their dreams.
Yes, yeah. They're all doing their thing and they're off being happy, you know. It felt very much like the like they tried to replicate the finale scene from Ocean's 11, where they're all watching the Vegas fireworks, except I feel like there was an epilogue in that movie and this one there is not. Yeah, he goes to jail, so I mean there is
Yes,
an epilogue, yes. Yeah.
that's supposed to get him out of jail. I feel like one of the interesting things about talking about this movie instead of actually watching this movie is how much of it is that spectacle. There's the spectacle in like Domina, which is Rome's subscription stripper service.
Subscription stripper paradise. I was like, what is happening here?
It's like, oh, it doesn't matter. This is nonsense. Continue telling me about like every piece of nonsense that you're going on here. Did you realize that one of the gentlemen was Michael Stratham, who I think at that point was the host of Good Morning America?
No. What?
Yeah,
No.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Well, he got his cameo.
Listen, he's like, I will be working out, I will be getting naked, I will do everything that I need to do, and I will make this cameo. I'm like, good for you.
I have been to lady stripper bars, but I've never been to a male stripper bar. One of the things that I found like most enjoyable about this movie was, the ladies seem to be having a great time, but they
Yes.
seem to be having a great time in the same way that I feel like I would if I were at a male stripper bar, which is they are like cracking the hell up laughing most of
Oh yeah.
the time. Like they don't look like their tongues are about to fall out on the floor. No, they think this is hilarious. And you know what? Legit, you can find something hugely sexy and still be cracking your face off.
Yes. Yes. There's a very fun oral history of the ladies who are extras in like both Domina and in the final stripper scene at Myrtle Beach. So it's like
Oh,
all
huh.
these ladies in Atlanta who basically got a call and were like, hey, dress up in like going out wear, show up here. You'll be like on your feet for, some absurd amount of time, but it will be a blast. And like everyone was having fun and like everybody who went was like, yeah, it was actually really enjoyable. And I was like, good for you.
Yeah.
Because if you think about like all those crowd scenes, like yeah, they needed people to populate them.
Yeah.
Although I'm assuming there was one part in Domina where Channing Tatum is like bracing himself on like two
On
ladies.
two ladies, I was
Yeah.
looking at that. I was like, those are definitely not random
No,
extras.
I was like, those ladies have to be like people who knew that they could deal with holding half the weight of a grown man.
Yes.
And like you're not going to be like random like person you just grabbed to like to make sure that your back is okay with that.
Right. Man, really, when he is like pushing himself up on the back of the chair and just like dangling there with his arms like it's a stripper pole, I'm like, the lady who is sitting on that is definitely sitting forward to counter lever that so that chair is not like flying off into the ether.
Yeah. I would have loved to see like how they did the dance scenes because he obviously isn't really a good dancer, but like still you gotta set that up, you gotta do the choreography. He's quote unquote doing that pony dance at the beginning with the power tools, which are wild. So
The end dance scenes, obviously, they had all the space they needed because they were stage dance scenes. But a lot of the other dance scenes, they're like in really close quarters with each other, you know, like people are right there.
Well, there's the one in the gas scene, and there, I mean, it's a set, it's not an actual like gas station where, you know, the werewolf is dancing for the lady who's the cashier, which is just an
It
iconic use of
that
the
is a
Backstreet Boys, first of all.
yes. Well, it was so much better because they had had the conversation. They had a conversation earlier about the Backstreet Boys and about how the Backstreet Boys are apparently the only legitimate boyfriend to come out of Florida. And someone else was like, "Yeah, that conversation just happened." So the fact that they actually took the time to bring that music back in this scene, right when he's at his lowest and he needs the pump up, I was like, "See, the shenanigans were worth it."
But like he's dancing in a space that's very reminiscent of that gas station. There's not a lot of space in gas station.
No,
It's like doing the worm and like pretending to like, well, that he does pour water all over himself and like that's so much is happening. So iconic.
her smile at the end is so cute. I mean, she's just like stare, 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 smile. It really is adorable.
This movie just knows what notes it wants to hit, and then it goes out there and hits them.
It's feel good in the right way. There are definitely lines where I'm like, was that a scripted line or was that just something you came up with? Because that was weird, man. But it could very well have been scripted.
I think if there's one thing that I would knit, I would probably knit, like, do you remember the Nitty Pattern that used candy to make a thong? Like red vines? I would
No,
knit
I
that.
don't remember
I would knit that. Yeah, this
that.
was like one of the first first like things of Nitty where they were like, oh, what if we did like a Valentine's or romance theme? And it's like edible panties
Oh
made
my
out of
God. I
a red
love
vine.
it. Oh,
I
that
would have
sounds
knitted
so
that.
uncomfortable.
It's a thing that you can make and laugh about. And I was like,
Yes.
I think in honor of this movie, that's what I would make.
You know what? That's a lot more creative than what I was thinking. The something like the ruffle butt shorts from Jessie Made Design. Because honestly, like all of their costumes were very hyper masculine, and I think they
Yes.
would look very cute in those.
I think they would look great in a little ruffle bust short. There's definitely some fashion in that movie where I was like, oh, it was 2015 when you shot it. Like, I think especially with Dolly Tits
Oh,
or
yeah.
the like
Zoe, her
Zoe,
name's Zoe,
that's her
right?
name.
Yes.
There was some real like, oh yeah, it's 2015. Okay, great.
Yeah,
That's what we would have worn in 2015. And some of Mike's outfits where he's like got those huge cutoffs. I was like, yeah, another 2015 move.
huge cutoffs, the like snapback worn back. Or, oh, yeah, oh, God. I am curious how many of the like famous faces, like Elizabeth Banks, was she in the first movie I met? Like, she might have been. This is totally her aesthetic for movies,
Sure.
you know?
And it's, I really like this movie because even though at the heart of it is, you know, those five dudes and their relationship, it's so clear about how much it like both likes and respects women, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even though, yes, it is the five dudes, but like their whole idea between behind being they I mean Matt Bomer's explicit Ken Pendle explicitly says, you know, this is it's about asking women what they want and giving it to them. Because many women who are out there never have anyone ask them what they want, much less offer it to them.
And I think that's emphasized in both how they interact with just like, you know, the random ladies who are at the strip clubs, as well as especially that scene where they run into the like southern ladies who are all like 50 plus in that like random house that they get invited to because Tito, at that
I
game,
don't understand.
the name of the number of that lady's on the beach, and he's like, I guess I'll give her a call because she's up in Georgia. And they're like, oh, I guess you come from money.
And they just stay there, and then she lends the mom lends them her ex-husband's car to drive to Myrtle Beach. I'm like, what is happening?
This entire movie is just constantly happening so much.
So much is happening. Yes, or the fact that they get into a car accident because Gabriel Iglesias closes his eyes while driving so he can join the spirit circle.
Fat Boomer reached out for him and he was like, all right, these are my friends. We have to be in the circle together.
We do, and we have to close our eyes, even though we're behind the wheel.
So they can sense the energy, of course.
Of course. The
I also really enjoyed Gabriel Iglesias' turn as a drag queen. That was very
drag
fun.
queen. He won the drag queen competition.
And it's like, there are ways that like as a society, like 2015 feels very far away. But one of the ways I was like, oh, this is just a movie that's like casually okay with the fact that like queer people exist, that drag queens exist, that like sometimes women don't want to date men. That's just a going to be a thing. And in 2023, where like all these scary laws are happening, it's like, oh, it was a simpler time in that way. And I was like, oh. I don't know. It's just a nice feel-good movie.
Yes, it's a feel-good movie. It doesn't require much brain. It is very entertaining to watch. And even when the guys are kind of being dicks to each other, I have many feelings about the fact that they threw Channing Tatum's phone out the window and they never went back for it. And so apparently he had no phone for the rest of the movie. I was like, what is happening with his business? I completely understand why he was concerned, but what is anyway, that was not the main concern here at all. But even when they're being dicks to each other, they're clearly all sort of very like lovable idiots.
Part of the reason the dance scene is so good is partially because of how hard the cashier at the gas station is no selling the dance. She's just like frowny face, frowny face. But part of it is watching the other five idiots lose their mind outside the gas station
They're so
at
happy.
the
They're having such a good time. They're like, yes, our friend, he is feeling his dance.
Yes, he's found to express himself. It was so good. I also really enjoyed the throwaway line where when Mike goes to Kevin Nash and is like, I don't feel like you and I have really like had our time together. Like, how's things going with you? And he goes, I haven't been this nervous in Desert Storm. Like, sure.
Or the fact that none of them knew his actual name. When they went
No.
to introduce him, they were like, and he filled in
Yep.
the blank
They were like, we can't introduce this man as Tarzan. We just
for
can't do it. That
them.
was very funny. I could
Yes.
really watch that movie like at least once a month, and I feel like I would still be happy.
So part of the reason I ended up changing projects was because the project that I had was like a fairly intense brioche shawl, and I kept missing my ink because I was like, wait, I'm concentrating on this amazing dance scene. Oh, dang it. Now I have to go and take back 2 rows of brioche, which is why I changed over to back over to a still a brioche project, but a simpler brioche project, and that worked out much better.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, and I was like, you know what? I just need something that I can knit and like barely have to look down. And I did have to look down a little bit because there were some increases for the thumb gusset of these mittens, but like it was just mostly stocking it in the round, stocking it in the round, just kind of look down, look back up again real fast. So.
So altogether the brioche shawl was a much better choice than the reishi shawl had been.
Next month we're going to go and we're going to watch our first season for a while. I don't think we've watched a season of television for many months, so that'll be exciting to actually watch a whole season of something. And we're going to watch the first season of Los Espookys, which neither of us have ever seen, but does come highly recommended. So we'll have to see how it goes.
This will be fun.
It'll be fun. It will be another one where you speak the other language that's not English, and I'm just like, well, that's Office that I did not understand, but I looked at the subtitles and it was good.
You
That's how we'll do that. Everybody go watch Magic Mike XXL if you haven't already, because it will spark
will
joy.
enjoy it.
You will
It will
have
be
such
great.
joy. But in
Bye.
the meantime, bye.